Well, she's had a one-way ticket since she was a teenager, and now she's in her mid-20s. Go with it, Leanne, okay? Leanne Rimes.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
Leanne Rimes, still rocking it in the music biz, and she's joining us on the line for some love and positive thoughts. Right, Leanne?
Yes, absolutely.
I know you're a busy gal, and I want to wish you a happy Stepmother's Day, too.
Stepmom's Day, not a lot of people know about, and it's the Sunday after Mother's Day. This sweet little girl several years ago actually made it a national holiday because she wanted to celebrate her stepmom also on a separate day. So I'm trying to raise awareness for it because I think it's just a great thing for people to know about because I think it can get so odd on Mother's Day for a lot of stepmoms. So I think it's great that they have a day after to celebrate their role in the kids' lives and their love for the kids. So, yeah, I'm excited. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I know you love the two kids. So let's talk about what is the best thing about being a stepmom?
Oh, my gosh. The best thing I think for me is that I am a parent, but I'm not a parent in that way that, like, they come to me about certain things or I'll let them say things in front of me and joke about things in front of me that necessarily, like, mom and dad wouldn't let happen. So they're comfortable with me, which I love. And I get to be a little more lenient, even though I know when to say no and to put my foot down, as a parent. But also, it's nice to kind of be a little bit removed. And they teach me so much. I mean, honestly, they've shown me places that I need to heal myself. They have helped me enjoy, life. Really, I never really had a childhood, so just to be able to see them have a childhood and get to be around that and get to see the joy in that, it's very healing for me.
Oh, come on, you had a childhood. You were dancing on trolleys as a kid.
I was, yes, that's true. That sounds a little strange, but,
people,
but I was, yeah.
Yeah, people who've seen the video, they get it. Your fans get it. it's great that you stay so positive because, let's be honest, your family has been put through the ringer and, it's certainly not fair for the kids at all. And I know that you want to protect them. So does Eddie. How do you deal with it, though, when the tabloids are so intrusive and negative? You still always have a smile on your face and you're so positive.
I don't let it get to me. I think there was a time when I did, when I maybe identified a little too much with what they were saying, or maybe I didn't know enough about myself or trusted that side of myself and was grounded in who I was to not allow it to affect me. But I think as I've grown and healed parts of myself and Eddie and my relationship is so solid, and partly because of that, I mean, we went through hell to be together. So, I think that forged a bond between us that it's different. It's different than any other relationship I've ever been in. And with the kids, we do want to protect them. You realize, my mom always said you can only protect your kids, so much. And then the world happens. And I never quite understood that really until, you have kids around that you really want to protect. And there was no part of this journey that I could skip over. And the tabloid part of it was just a part of it. And we know who we are. We know our family. And we have great love and respect for each other. And whatever they say really kind of rolls off our back. We laugh a lot at it because it's just so preposterous most of the time.
All right, well, we've got to take a break here. We're going to have more with Leanne Rimes right after this. Back talking with Leanne Rimes, and happy Stepmother's Day to everybody. So it's like a theme day. The song Mothers, it's on your Remnants album that just came out a few months ago, actually. What inspired that song Mothers? It's theme day today. We're talking about moms.
Yes. My mom and I have had kind of an interesting relationship, I guess, for my whole childhood. I mean, she's kind of lost me to the world at 13, and didn't have my whole childhood with me at home with her. And she worried, like, times a million because of that and always was very vocal about it and constantly was, letting me know how much she lost me and how much that affected her. And I was very unempathetic to that and kind of pushed her away a lot and they kept her out on the outside of my life for a long time. And I was writing the song with Mark Batson and Daryl Brown, and we were writing about this healing process and acceptance and, you know, this generational healing. And I just, Mark looked at me and he said, one day you'll get here with your mom. And I was so mad at my mom that day. And I said, I will not get there with my mom. I totally don't understand her. And this just will never happen. And about 2 weeks later, something happened with one of my stepsons that I wanted to protect him tremendously. And I couldn't. And I could only imagine that was probably a tenth of what my mom felt with me. And so I got it. Like, something clicked for me. And I started crying and I'm calling her and sending her a text and saying, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, all of a sudden, I guess I saw her as the woman that she was, instead of just my mom, someone I expected, you know, to protect me and almost save me from everything. I realized that she was this woman who'd overcome a lot and who had fought and who loved, you know, from the depths of her soul. She's got such a beautiful heart, and I just saw her in a different light. And writing that song, you know, this whole album has been that way, where I felt like I almost wrote things and then stepped into them, knowing where I wanted to be. And Mother is just a perfect example of that, because I feel like I really did, I really step into that a little bit later on, or embody it completely. And so it's been very healing for my mom and me, that song.
It's really interesting relationships that kids have with moms. I know when I was, you know, 20-something living with my parents, I just couldn't wait to get out of there, and I was so resentful, you know, towards everything. And then my brother said to me, you know, once you move out, though, you're going to have a new appreciation for what mom and dad do and say and all those things. And sure enough, you know, it's been 9.5 years since I've lived with them, and I do enjoy that time with mom now. Like, before I was just like, oh, once I move out, I'm rarely going to talk to them. And now we've got a great relationship and it's all good. So it really does take maturing and growing as a kid into an adult. And you have that appreciation, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, I talked about the generational healing a little bit. I think, you know, each set of parents really only have the tools that were passed along to them by the parents before. And so, you know, I think as kids, we all like to blame our parents for all of these pieces of them that we see in ourselves that we don't like or that are difficult for us to deal with. And then, you know, you have to really, I guess, start to become the adult that is able to step back and not be the child anymore and step back and see what your parents really were struggling with as adults, as you were growing up, because now you're struggling with the same things. And I think it gives you an opportunity, for me, just that realization and that kind of awakening of things and understanding gave me and is giving me a chance to heal those pieces and not have to pass them along to the next generation. So I think that's really important. And, you know, it's nice to be able to see your parents just as human beings, and as adults, and just instead of having to look at them as your parents that need to protect you and that you need something from.
Jeremy Bradley here once again, still talking with Leanne Rimes, and it's just positivity day. Honestly, when we see so much negativity on the news and coming out of the White House and everything like that, it's great to just have that love and positivity. So Leanne, let's keep going.
Well, it's not even, it's not even so much the positive. I guess what I have learned with any kind of situation, whatever you want to see, you will find. Whatever you're looking for, it's there. It's just the way we train our minds what we train our minds to look for. And we live in a society right now that is incredibly dark. And, you know, we're constantly through social media, there's constant hatred, and we're breeding it. It's a breeding ground for it. And so we're not taught to look for love. And that's who we are. I mean, that's at the core of who we are. We've been conditioned to look for what we're looking for and to act the way we're acting. And it takes work to recondition yourself. It takes work to want to think differently and to think on the side of love. And it's almost, you really have to be an outsider in a lot of ways. You're not one of the crowd, that's sure. But I think I think there's more people. I think there's this kind of surge of love coming to the surface and people who are advocates for it. And I didn't really know I was one. I mean, I've always felt that in my heart, but not until writing this record of Remnants was I did I realize how much I really needed to speak on it, and how much I believed in it, because we have so many songs on this record with the title Love in it, and it actually freaked me out. I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous that we have so many songs with love in it, but I realized we were looking at it from many different angles, from giving it, receiving it, to, you know, standing up for it, to making it, and it was all legitimate, authentic ways of talking about it. So when I realized this is a hopeful record, and you're right, with the climate that we're living in, there's so much of the opposites there. There's so much of the darkness. It's like, as an artist, I think I have an opportunity to be able to bring some light and hope into the world. And with this record, and I think where I'm going in my life, as an artist, I make that conscious decision to bring a side of the side of the light that needs to be illuminated. You know, the love that needs to be illuminated in this world.
So you do that through your music, and now you're blogging too, Soul of Everly, right?
I am. I'm so excited. This yes, the blog's called Soul of Everly, and I've had this on my mind and my heart for the last like 2.5 years, and I've been one of those people that I've been like everyone. I think we have the fear of like being judged and misunderstood, and you know, this is really my humanity's come out through my music, but even more so in my blog. You know, and my journey of healing that has happened over the last 4.5 years for me, it's just, I've had so many amazing awakenings, and so many pieces of me that I know I've never shared that I think are, a lot of people can relate to. And I have access to all of these incredible healers and teachers, and I'm just kind of a seeker. Like, I love looking for ways to be my best self, mentally, physically, spiritually. And so it's basically what it is. The blog is about sharing all of those experiences, and I just finally jumped in. I finally jumped in and let the fear go, and it's going to be an evolution, and I think that's part of one of my lessons of this blog, and that I want to help teach, is to just begin. Nothing is perfect about the blog. It's, you know, a lot of my projects I've always had to wrap up in a really pretty package and make sure it was, you know, perfect enough for me before it went out. And this time I know that it's great what's out there right now, but I know it's going to develop and grow, and I want people to see that evolution and be a part of that evolution.
Back talking with Leanne Rimes in our final remaining moments, talking everything love and positivity and just being good in the world. We need a little bit more of that, don't you think? And Leanne, you've got your music, you've got your blog, and you're really making a difference in a lot of people's lives.
You know, I've worked a lot with the LGBTQ community, and I'm a huge advocate of equality and all of human rights. And I think that, you know, that kind of is the basis also for what I want people to feel when they come to Soul of Everly, is that acceptance and that freedom to be themselves. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really, really excited to be able to share this new journey.
Well, I know we do have to get going, but you mentioned the LGBT. You've got a big party coming up in New York City, right?
I do. I'm headlining Pride there in next month, actually. So I cannot wait. It's going to be a blast.
Just a few of your closest, 100,000 friends, right?
Absolutely. I know I'm going to be playing out like right at the end of the parade, and I know that will be one for the book for sure. That's going to be epic.
Well, I know you're always on social media, so how can people stay in touch?
Go to Leanne Rimes. You can search me at Leanne Rimes, at Leanne Rimes. And then Soul of Everly. Search Soul of Everly. It's SOULOFEVERLE.
Well, we're going to be checking out, and thank you for sharing your love, Leanne Rimes. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to talk to you.
All right, have a great day now.
You